Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your co-host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. We're so excited to have you here today. Cindy, what an imaginary week we've had. A lot of
success. Hey, Thomas.
Good morning.
Yes. How are you? Great. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Yeah, today's guest is a real treat. We got Rebecca Hall-Greider coming up a little bit later. She is a visibility expert. We're excited to have her. She's got so much information. She's got so many insights into how to get your message out into the audience that you want to get it out into. And we are loving having her here.
Well, Rebecca is a definite rock star. That woman has her hands in so many areas to help people be seen. It's incredible. I can't wait to hear what she's going to share with us today because she's just got so much. I don't know how we're going to pack it all into our show, but
we're going to find a way.
Words of wisdom to share.
We're going to find a way to get it all in here today.
Yes, we are. So what's been happening with you, Thomas?
Had a very interesting week, actually. One of my clients is just moving out into a massive media campaign. Her name is Dr. Leslie Anna Duvall Hamilton, and she's at drleslie.co. Did some really great work with refining her last few videos, getting her feeling as confident as she can possibly be. And she looks fantastic. She sounds great. She's got an incredible message. Her message is called Unmarried.
Well, I'm 100% certain that you can get her into the top level of her game with all of your talent with speaking and content and the way that you work with people. I'm sure she's thrilled with what she's got.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. She's got a tremendous message, very, very valuable. Cindy, how about you take us into something that we love to do every week? How about the word of the week?
Time for the word of the week.
I'm so excited to share visibility with you. It is so in alignment with Rebecca Hall-Greider that the meaning is the ability of large range unobstructed vision. That is exactly what she does. She's got TV, she's got radio, she's got books, she's got a stage, she's got events. Oh my gosh, anybody who wants to be seen needs to know Rebecca because she is the woman who can take you to be seen. No question about it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. There's so many different venues that are available now that just were not available. Even 20 years ago, there wasn't even much for as far as websites go. We're just kind of in the infancy of that part of business. And now we're finding ourselves moving from a standalone computer all the way up to mobile devices all around the world. The entire world is just filled with some really great examples of how to interact with businesses and
to just plain be visible. I'll tell you that I can't believe all the different ways you can be visible today, because when you mention social media, you've got all the different things with Facebook Live now, and they're doing some new things with that. I'm just learning about it, so hopefully we can share that in the next few shows. There's also Twitter. You know, I didn't know that Twitter was going to be hot. I think I joined it in 2009. And I joined it because I knew a techno guy who said, you know, everybody's got to join Twitter. And I'm like, oh, my God, what can you say with 140 characters, right?
Apparently a lot.
Well, nowadays,
world leaders are communicating on Twitter.
So that's kind of scary, but I don't think we'll go there today. So Twitter. Yeah. And then you've also got LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn is for professionals, so everybody remember, no dating or hitting on folks. I think I read something almost every day from people being hit on that platform. And, you know, what the heck's going on out there? You know, there are dating sites for that, okay?
Yeah.
And so Instagram, you know, talk about being visible. You can put pictures on Instagram so easily. ImagineMoreSuccess.com, we've got lots of pictures depicting every single category that you can learn about in your own time and your own space. So that's a great place to be visible. Contact us at ImagineMoreSuccess.com.
Well, the thing that I find really interesting about Instagram is that it's a really cool way to create kind of your own color palette as far as images that reflect who you are, what your message is, what it is that you love to do, the things that are important to you. And it's a really quick way for someone who's a visual learner or who is visually oriented to figure out who you are in the workplace, when it comes to defining your brand, defining your image, defining your business.
Well, there are reports out there today, Thomas, that share the fact that Instagram is really creating a huge revenue stream for people. I think we need to investigate that a little bit because everybody needs to make more money, right?
Yeah, well, that's offering another amazing way to create revenue so that you can have multiple streams. You're not reliant just on a single stream or two. Craig Valentine mentions if you're not generating revenue in 10 different ways, that you need to find more ways to do it.
That's really the name of the game today. That's for sure.
Yeah, it keeps people very busy doing a lot of different fun things.
Well, I think people forget about different ways that they can put themselves out there. And the coaching corner today is going to be about how you can get yourself out there today.
Beautiful.
And no better way than to share my friend Rebecca to give some great tips on how she can help. But in the meantime, before you connect with her, some of the ways that you can be visible is to use these places that we're sharing with you, because social media is the ticket today. If you're not in all the social media categories we mentioned, then you're not a serious business person today, because that's where everybody connects. Now, I know some financial institutions are limited and some other businesses because of their contractual limitations and probably laws and legal technicalities, but for the most part, most businesses are going to be able to find all kinds of visibility, exposure, and potentially clients on the social media platforms.
And certainly some platforms are actually better for specific businesses. And, you know, I think it's really important, rather than just focusing on every single one of them. Yes, you dabble in each of them and you put out content, you get started, you do that. Once you find that place where there's tremendous interaction, that's the part where you want to focus your energies and your efforts, because that's where you're going to have the most interest, and also the place where people are going to find you, and where the people who are actually paying attention to your content are going to share it with people that are of a like mind.
Well, a very important thing is that's where people also get a chance to get acquainted with you. Many times people don't understand that people go there to find out who you are, what you believe in, what you're about, and if they're interested in connecting with you at all. I'm sure a lot of people do that to check up on people. So if you're not out there, get out there in the way that you want to be visible to your world and to your connections.
Yeah, definitely make that a very specific thing that you want to do rather than leaving it up to chance.
Exactly. And make sure that you're looking at what people are posting.
And today we have Rebecca Hallgreiter. She's going to really take us on a journey on how to move from not knowing exactly who you are, not exactly knowing what it is that you're giving to the world, getting clear on that, and then finding a way to move it into all these different venues. She's got a media production company. She's got websites. She's got books she's written. She's an amazing speaker from the stage. She's the owner and CEO of Your Purpose-Driven Practice. If you want to have your own syndicated radio show, or if you want to start your own television show, she is the person for you. She is also known as the visibility expert. And when we come back, we're going to hear from her. She's going to walk us through a contest that she runs called the Speaker Talent Search, which is open doors for hundreds of speakers, finding new places for them to give their speeches on stage, which is a very powerful way to connect with audiences. And then also gives you an opportunity to actually speak one-on-one with people in person, which is, as you very well know, Cindy, super powerful, definitely a way that you want to connect with people.
Yes, absolutely.
Video is incredible, has tremendous reach. When people see you one-on-one, there's a certain level of intimacy. There's a certain level of knowledge. There's that moment of connection that isn't possible through these kinds of electronic mediums. She's going to walk us through that. She's going to walk us through how to really harness your talents and your abilities and focus them and send them out into the world to find the people that they need to see. Hold on for just a couple minutes. We're going to be right back with her, Rebecca Hall Greider. She is the visibility expert. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. So glad you could join us. Cindy, we were talking about visibility in the first segment. I want to tell you about someone who is supremely visible to me. Every time I go on YouTube, I see a video of Tai Lopez. Do you know who that is?
I don't, but I'm going to go check him out because I know you're in the know.
Well, let me tell you something. Tai Lopez is a mad genius scientist. He's a Mensa member, extraordinarily smart, and he's one of the most visible people on all of YouTube. He's always making these videos with his cell phone camera.
You know, I would go listen to him just based on the mad scientist part. That sounds very intriguing to me.
He's a mad scientist with a couple Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis and hot chicks all over the place.
Well, you know, that's going to appeal to a lot of other folks, okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably very true. You see him, he's got his cell phone camera. This is a guy who's a millionaire who could buy any sort of production facility he wanted or whatever. And he simply takes his cell phone out and shoots videos of himself and talks about what it is that he's doing, what it is that he knows, and what's really important for the people watching his videos.
How important, well, you know, that's exactly what I was talking about earlier with the visibility piece of Facebook is one of the best places to be able to be visible in a heartbeat. Now, some people, I am not being critical, but some people probably shouldn't be as visible. With some of the stuff they're putting out there, I'm like, when I'm looking at Facebook, I'm like, really? What's going on here? We need to maybe edit ourselves a bit on what it is that we're sharing, okay?
Well, some of these really wild people have really wild people in the audience who want to listen to what they have to say too, which is kind of fun.
Got
to
find the block button.
Yeah. Well, there's some really cool things that Ty does. He actually uses Facebook ads to drive traffic to YouTube, and then he also gets your email address and starts using things like Infusionsoft in order to kind of get you into a pattern where because you've seen him over and over again, you start to believe in him and know who he is. And once you know who someone is, you definitely can begin to work with them.
And Rebecca is one of those people who is our guest today.
Rebecca's fantastic. She is the visibility expert. She is the creator of yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. She's also the CEO. She has tremendous insights into what you can do to find your message moving itself out into the audience that you want it to reach. Let's get Rebecca in right now. Rebecca Hall Greider, we are so glad that you're here today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here talking about visibility. So thank you very much for having me today.
Of course, the visibility strategist. Tell us a story about someone whom you've helped.
Let's see. There were so many as I was getting ready for today that were running through my mind. And one of them is on a real personal note, if I could share that.
Please.
Because I feel like whether we're looking at radio, television, podcast, it really is a heart-to-heart connection. It's the difference we can make in another person's life. It's speaking that truth into their life and giving them direction, hope, and encouragement. And we need that in a lot of different voices. Yes. So part of what I do, I have these live conferences and events where we'll actually have people up on the stage and they will share from their area of expertise. And then we turn that into a television show. We'll release out through multiple networks. And one person was on a stage one time sharing, and this was a big stretch for her to step into this space, but she was willing. It wasn't about perfection. It was about being willing. And she was talking about money and how every $5 matters because we matter. And as she stood in that space and shared her personal story of learning that, we echoed that out through all of these different networks. And one of my family members across the country heard, unbeknownst to me, and watched her show. And it changed her life. Oh, and wow. That person wrote her, didn't write me.
Don't you love that?
Oh, funny how that works.
That had changed her life and how she was putting that into place and thanked her. And then that got forwarded on to me. And then there was another person, she was on our stage and again on through all of our different platforms and the sharing and the promoting. And she was looking to bring her book forward and was looking for sponsors and people to get behind her. Well, because of the exposure she got in that, a sponsor called him and said, whatever she wants, I'm there. I will get behind her. We're bringing that book forward. And she got a book contract.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing? And that's my initial introduction of you, my dear.
Yeah, that's a really powerful story. We love hearing things like that, where it's even better when it's someone that you already know that you're helping indirectly. That's really powerful. Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of people out there have people in their family circle, people in their friend circle that they would love to help. But sometimes it just takes someone else to give them a little bit of guidance.
Exactly, exactly. And that I got to know, because I can tell you in these medias, there are so many people's lives that we're touching that we may never know about. We only get to know just a small fraction. So those moments when someone feeds that back to us, lets us know, that represents hundreds of others and sometimes thousands of others that are being impacted.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite things about you, Rebecca, is how you help other people. And I know as a visibility strategist, you have the way that you were talking about where you get people on stage and speaking and your conferences. I would love for you to take just a minute and talk to us about what that's about. and how they can reach you to be able to be a part of that.
I would love to. I believe everything that we do can accomplish multiple things. That's part of the strategy that we can take. And there's
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, today we're doing a show and we're producing the show, but there's a video component, there's an audio component. So now we just created a radio show and a television show.
Simultaneously.
Exactly. While we're getting ready to share this out, that can be repurposed and connected to other things so we can impact people over and over and over again. When I share this out with my reach, I can share that out through my email. I can share that out through social media. I can share that out through my magazines. I can share it out again and again and again, which again uses the same moment, the same time that we had to create more of an impact. And I think sometimes we think it's a one-time thing and we can only use it one way. We could even get this translated into a written form and use that and create a book and use our blogs and use that again and again.
And it seems like people need to experience the content in different ways. Not everyone's going to necessarily watch a TV show. Not everyone's going to sit down and read an article. So it's wonderful when they have a chance to visit the same content in a different way, in a way that resonates with them. It really helps to move them forward and makes the content more viable for them.
Yes. Exactly. And what I've discovered is it only takes one little idea or one little nugget that really is the impact people need to move them into the next space of what it is that they're supposed to be doing. Or it opens the mind to be able to take off and do what they're here and meant to do. That's powerful.
Yes, love it.
Exactly. And so how can people connect with you to figure out if they have interest and can get to one of your events?
The easiest way is to go to your purposedrivenpractice.com. That is my main website that is the holder of everything. So you can find everything we connect to, from magazines to television to radio, on that site. And we have a way that you can just click on the areas of interest and we'll get you connected.
Fantastic. And I know you have one coming up. So what is the date?
The event coming up, Mindful Holiday Magic, it's going to be in the Bay Area, is coming up on November 18th. So it's coming up quickly. We're excited about it.
Fantastic.
And we have sold out our VIP tickets. So I just want people to know that. But we do have the standard seating available and you can experience the whole event. So just don't want people disappointed.
And I'm privy to another one coming up. I believe it's in the spring or late winter. And do you have a date scheduled for that one?
I do. That one's coming up on February 10th. We do four of these a year typically. And the two events we've just talked about, so Mindful Holiday Magic is actually going to feature a lot of our best-selling authors because we love to give them exposure, date, you know, be on stage, connect with the audience, book signing. We just layer all of that in. That's going to be taking place on November 18th. And then the one you just mentioned, Spring Forward, which will be on February 10th, will feature another group of best-selling authors that were honored and featured in our Grandmother Legacy book. So very exciting.
Yes. And I'm excited because I am going to be in one of your upcoming books.
Yes.
And would you like to take a moment? Because that's, you know, inspiration is one of my favorite things. And I understand that you still have some openings in that one. Is that right?
I do. That one's called Empowering You, all capital letters, Transforming Lives.
Shout it out.
That's right. Y-O-U. So it's Empowering You, Transforming Lives. That will be published November, December of 2018. And it will be tied into our February 23rd event in 2019, where many of our authors will get to take the stage. They're going to participate in radio interviews. A lot of media exposure that's being tied to it, magazines, etc., the works. So we rolled all of it out to really highlight this. But we're going to have up to 90 authors that will be joining forces. We're really excited. We have a group of movers and shakers like both of you that are joining us in this powerful book. But it's a way for us to pour into people's lives 365 days a year. I believe this book is going to be become a companion book for people that walks beside them, empowering and equipping them every single day of the year. So we're looking for authors that want to support people through the different seasons, one inspiration for each day. One for each season, there we go, of the year.
Yeah, we love that.
We'll each get to write four so that we continue to support people throughout the year. So I'm really excited about this. This is a book that's been speaking to me for many years, and this is the year that we get to bring it forward.
Well, and in the world we live in today, who doesn't need to be inspired every day to be able to get up and go out there and do what they're here to do, right?
Exactly.
I agree.
So congrats to you on being a strategist to inspire people.
Thank you. It is not a solo journey. You know, we all need each other to walk beside us and cheer each other on, just like you guys are today with each other, with me, and all of our listeners and viewers that are going to be joining us.
Exactly.
Just hold that thought for 1 minute. We're going to go to a small break, and we'll be back with the Imagine More Success podcast with Rebecca Hall Greider, the visibility expert.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, what do you think of Rebecca's first part of her interview?
I love her. Are you kidding me? She is awesome. I just think she has so many gifts and so much to offer to all of us. In fact, the big secret is I am not only going to be in 4 of her chapters in her newest book, I am going to be in 8 chapters.
8 chapters. Oh my gosh, how much writing are you going to be doing the next?
I know. Well, you know how I am. I have half of it done. Yay.
Wow, already. Wow.
Yes. And so I'm working on the next half. And a big secret is that Thomas, you're in the book too.
Yes, I am really excited to be a part of it because it's always wonderful when you surround yourself with these really, really powerful people who are really not just moving themselves forward, but helping to move forward an entire industry, an entire growth industry. And she's one of those people.
Oh my gosh, I can't hardly wait because we're also going to be on her stage and doing some other fantastic things to be visible. So if any of you out there are interested in getting yourself out into the world, Rebecca's your gal. You need to connect with her.
Yeah, I would agree. She's definitely an amazing person to find your own voice. And then once you found your voice, to amplify it.
Yes, you can find her at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Rebecca Hall Greiter. I always want to make her French girl and say Greiter because she is all that. And so make sure you get her name right because I love to put a little twist on it.
And now we are going to head right back into our interview with Rebecca Hall Greiter, the visibility expert.
So how can people jump on board with that special book that you're writing? I'm really excited about it. I know Thomas is too. So absolutely. How can they find you if they have interest in helping to inspire the world?
The best way is to actually send me an email. We don't post it on the website because we want to have a conversation and connect with you first to make sure it's a good fit for what you're looking to do and what we're looking to do. So if you send me an email, my name, Rebecca, at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. So I'm interested in the book, then we'll set up a time and have a conversation.
And, you know, I keep hearing this rumor that everything is just left up to chance, that visibility is just something that just happens on its own. You don't have to put any effort into it. Is that true?
No, and I'm not sure who started that myth. I find that people are out there just waiting to be discovered. And then when they're discovered, everything is just going to fall into place. And the truth is we have to discover ourselves. We have to be willing to be visible.
There's a process.
There's a process, a plan, a strategy, all of those different things.
That is so powerful. We have to discover ourselves. Oh my gosh.
Well, I find when we have to figure out where we're at around visibility. When I travel around and I speak to different groups and audiences, one of my favorite questions is how many of you want to make, so listeners, viewers, how many of you want to make a positive difference for your passing there in life? You want to impact people in a positive way. And I have them raise their hands and almost everybody raises their hand and leans in. And yes, they want to have that positive impact for their passing in life. They want to share their gifts and talents. Then I ask the second question, how many of you feel like you are truly seen on that same level that you're wanting to make a difference? When someone is struggling with this issue, they know you are the person to call. They know where you are, how you can help them at the highest level. Very few hands go up.
Yes.
And what I've discovered is we're the ones that have to find where we're at. Like if we're here, but we want to be way up here off the screen, we're the ones that can shift that. Nobody else can do that for us. So we have to figure out where we are, what platforms are we in, what medias are we in? Are we a speaker that speaks, not just talks about speaking, but we're really speaking on stages? Are we being seen in a lot of different ways? Particularly, this is another key thing, outside our comfort zone. Because if we think about where the people are that don't know about us yet, that we can really make a difference for, that we are called to serve as we go forward through time, they're not the ones we're necessarily connected with right now. So we need to find different ways to connect with them, find out where they are. If they're on Instagram, then we need to be there too. If they're on television watching shows, then we need to be there. If they're listening to radio shows and podcasts, then we need to be there. We need to reach to them, not expect them to find us.
Fantastic. Don't you find sometimes that they're also stuck, that sometimes they really don't know which direction to go or what it is that they need to develop within their own business to be able to serve?
Absolutely. And that again looks at where are we right now? Are we being a guest on radio shows? Do we know where radio shows are? Do we know where those trends are? Do we know what people are listening to that we're trying to reach? You have to start with where you're at and where you want to go. And if you don't know how to get there, then you get help. Find someone that's a little bit further along that path than you.
Well, and I don't believe people also understand how important and valuable their website online presence is. And all the things that you talked about that you're doing can be put on a website so people can see you speaking, because when you speak and you see a video, you really come to life in a big way rather than just the written word.
Exactly.
Thomas, what were you going to say?
Oh, go right ahead. I just wanted to say, Cindy and I talk all the time about horizontal versus vertical learning, and it's so important. You can't learn from people who don't know necessarily any more than you do. You have to go to people who have been there, done that, people who know a lot more than you do, so then they can take you in the right direction. They're so much farther down the road that they can get you in the right direction on the right vector, really help move you forward.
Well, and you're definitely a vertical gal, Rebecca. No question about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what other ways can you help people become visible? I know that you are a rock star. So share with us some of the other ways, because there are just so many things you're doing.
Well, there's a whole range from written when we're looking at books. We have magazines, we have anthologies. In our anthologies, we love to, which for those of you who don't know what an anthology is, it's multiple authors coming together. And what's powerful about that is you don't necessarily have to write the full book. You can write a section in the book, leverage together in promoting, sharing it out, become a best-selling author, which then becomes a platform that you can leverage off of. And you own the content of your section of the book, which could end up becoming your own book, and you can repurpose it. So just kind of an example of a path. Magazine can get you reaching international audiences a piece at a time. One of the things I love to do is the speaker talent search. And what that does is it creates a way for speakers and messengers, experts, influencers to get on additional stages, to reach outside of their current sphere of connection that they have so they can have a bigger global impact. One of the challenges I find with speakers and messengers is that they want to get on more stages, but they don't know how. And the ways they're trying don't seem to be leading down that path for them. So we've simplified the process.
And in your simplification, what have you found that's been super helpful that people don't know about?
They don't know how to get in front of the decision makers that actually have the opportunities, that have the television shows, that have the radio shows, that have the live events. They don't know how to get through the gatekeepers to get there. But here's the other thing they don't realize. Those same people that have those stages, that have those opportunities, don't know how to find the right speakers.
That's right. That's
talk about a double-edged sword, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because they get inundated all the time with all kinds of applications, people wanting to be on their platforms, that they don't necessarily have a system to sift through that to find the right people that they're looking for. And they want to experience them first.
Yes. The other thing that I've seen also is that if you take a hospitality approach to helping someone who wants to hire you, you're going to go a lot farther. If you're paying attention to what the person who could potentially hire you to speak, if you give them what they need, if you find out what they need,
yes,
you just don't speak once. You just don't get an engagement. You build a relationship. And after you build a relationship, you're going to be invited back to speak over and over and over again.
But isn't that really the bottom line about all of life is you've got to develop strong relationships. And, you know, I call it the big five in your life. And you've got to find the people that not only can help you up level, but you up level them. And then you've got your network of trusted relationships.
Yep.
Exactly. And I love what you were saying, Thomas, because you're absolutely right that if we can figure out the way to work with them, you're much more likely to get invited. And then there are strategies and ways that you can actually leverage each of those speaking opportunities to get more.
Yes.
If you're thinking about the speaking opportunity isn't the end, it can be the beginning, just like a book and any of these other things can be the beginning that you keep creating and building off of.
Perfect. Rebecca, tell us a little bit more about your event in November. Give us the dates. Tell us what someone can happen once they arrive.
So picture a room full of warm, welcoming people. You will be welcomed into an international experience. We have authors that are coming from around the world that are excited to connect with you. You will have a day filled with encouragement, inspiration, amazing speakers that will pour into you. You actually get to be fed, nourished, and inspired.
That's fantastic.
Versus pouring out. So it's a great day to make wonderful connections, be nourished, and touch more lives.
Beautiful. We're really excited about your event. Again, in order to find Rebecca Hall-Greider, you want to go to yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And for more tips on how to become a better business professional, go to imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can learn more, not just about our podcast, but about all the fabulous learning tools that we have available for you there. Rebecca, you've talked about a very special talent search that you have. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I'd love to. It's one of my favorite things to share about, the speakertalentsearch.com.
You can hear the smile in your voice.
But part of it's because it's that gap we talked about earlier, how these amazing influencers and experts and speakers are looking for more stages, and the people that have them are looking for them too. And so the Speaker Talent Search brings those parties together, so that the speakers are showing up in a way that the people who have the opportunities can hear them. They can experience them.
What's the website again, Rebecca?
SpeakerTalentSearch.com. I try to keep it very simple and direct.
SpeakerTalentSearch.com. That's easy to remember.
Exactly, exactly. And there's actually no cost to apply. This is really part of my giving back and service to really bring these parties together. And it is how I find my hosts. It is how I find my radio guests. It's through the Speaker Talent Search. So I use this process myself.
Oh, fantastic.
And I share it with other experts that are looking for that amazing talent. The only couple tips I want to give people on that, though, is Please. You want to pay attention to deadlines. There are deadlines. We do 5 of these a year. There's one coming up on November 30th, and the deadlines are firm. The application process does include 18 questions that are essay, so they can take a little bit of time.
Wow. Sounds like a master's thesis.
But I tell you, it will really help you more clearly share who you are, what you do, and who you're trying to reach in a really powerful way.
Rebecca, thank you very much for that. We really appreciate that. That was great.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Rebecca Hall-Greider, you can find her at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And when you want to learn more about business and how you can expand yourself and your business with very pertinent tips, tools, and tactics, check it out at imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find everything that you need to propel your business forward. In just a couple minutes, we'll be right back with the Imagine More Success podcast.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, it's been a great day today. We've had a fantastic interview with Rebecca Hallgrider, the visibility expert. What are your thoughts?
It's been visibly enlightening.
Absolutely. Feel more out there already.
I know. I cannot wait to get more acquainted with Rebecca, with all the things not only that you and I are doing with her and the new book on empowering insights, but also being on her stage and meeting more of her tribe and learning more about how she can help everybody become visible.
And if you'd like to learn more about her, you can check her out at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com, where you can find more information about Rebecca Hallgrider, the visibility expert.
Yes. And with Rebecca, she's also got her very own TV network, which is pretty darn incredible, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. You know, it leads me right to a quote that I've heard before. Actually, Steve Jobs said it in the mid-90s as well. He re-quoted it. It's by Picasso, actually. He said that good artists copy and great artists steal.
You know, Pablo Picasso is such an interesting character that I really get what he's saying. In fact, Sandra Yancey has a very similar saying about stealing and repurposing.
Well,
I don't think that's the exact way she says it, but it's the same concept.
Well, I think the concept that Rebecca Hallgrider is utilizing is she's literally stealing the Oprah concept, where she's creating her own network for television shows, for radio shows, where she can create a platform where everyone else can be heard.
Well, and she's also got Oprah's heart of helping people. So I think that is a really big piece of who Rebecca is that she's got the heart of someone that you really want to get acquainted with and have help move you forward to a more visible position.
And there's that famous saying, givers gain. So the
yes.
more you give, the more you gain.
Absolutely. And I think in her case, she's really quantum leaping into gaining her own exposure by giving exposure to others.
I would agree 100%.
Yes. And so I really want to commend you on finding such a great quote today, because as many of you know, I usually grab the quotes, but Thomas stepped out and grabbed that one today, and I really, really liked it.
Thanks, Cindy. It's one of those things where Steve Jobs mentioned it in a very famous interview of his in the early 90s. And then when someone started stealing his work, particularly Android, he got really upset about it. But that is okay. It's fine, because not only did he put the idea out there, but then someone actually listened to him and followed his path to success. They didn't copy it. They stole it.
Yeah, exactly.
And in this case, you know, he was on the other side of the equation, but that's okay too.
Well, here's what I've learned is that when you're really good at something and you've got what it takes to develop your own idea, and somebody tries to steal it, you know what? They're not you. And you are the master of your own ideas. And when somebody does that, you know what? You just dig inside yourself and expand your idea, and nobody's going to take you away from you. So why even get concerned about somebody taking your idea?
And the most important part of anything that you do is maintaining your unique qualities that make you you. Instead of shying away from them, trying to hide them, just put them out there. People are probably going to see you, connect with you, and appreciate you even more because you not just appear to be authentic, but you're truly being authentic.
You know, that kind of happened to me in my early management career when I was working with four middle-aged guys, and I was in my late 20s. And I was outperforming all of them. And what I didn't know was that my boss was giving them all my ideas.
Well, that's the way great ideas work. Great ideas are contagious.
Yes, but you know what? Even with my ideas, they could not even come close. I think that year, my entire group of businesses were coming in at like 33% over last year's sales, and they weren't even close, stealing my ideas.
Well, that's what you're talking about, how there's a uniqueness to ideas and a unique you. And the unique you is the part of the equation that seems to make the most difference when it comes to your business and to your life. And if you want to do the same thing for yourself, check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can get the tips, tools, and tactics to propel yourself and your business forward. Cindy, I would love to take a moment to hear about an angel card drawing today. I know that you've got an amazing deck for us.
Yes, it's the Doreen Virtue angel card deck. And I pulled my very favorite card today for Rebecca. And it is called the Sun. And here is the card.
S-U-N or S-O-N?
S-U-N, the Sun.
Sun.
Yes. And what it is about is happy outcome, brilliant new ideas that lead to success. Have confidence in yourself. Now, I can't think of any better way to do all that than to become visible. So many times we're just not putting ourselves out there for either a lack of confidence or for a lack of self-esteem, a combination of both, or because we may just not feel like we're there yet, we've got it all together yet. And I can tell you that until you feel in your own heart that you have all that, you are all that, you're not going to be out there. So get yourself visible, get yourself out there and believe in yourself. That's what's going to be the deal breaker for you to be able to have the Sun come in for you.
Well, that's also the deal maker. You know, sometimes just taking that first step, moving forward, that's the thing that makes the biggest difference. When you start to push forward, you start to move forward, you start to find a way to create your own confidence. And if you're listening today, there's something you can do today. Do a Facebook Live. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just do one. Start simply.
Exactly. And what are you going to be doing to make yourself visible today? If you need a coach, then get yourself a coach and get them to help you get yourself out there. I remember when I did my first Facebook Live. I think, Dan, you and I did one for an event together, our producer. And I remember... I thought, oh gosh, I hope when the video stops, I don't have that weird face that people have when they stop their video and their mouth is all screwed up and their eyes look kind of wild. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I know, but you know what? It did look a little weird, but I'm like, you know what? I'm in good company. Everybody looks like that when they do a Facebook Live.
Yeah, it always looks like they're at the very end of the sentence with their mouth just kind of hanging open. Thank God for editing tools and editing software. That's all I can say.
Well, but you know, on Facebook Live, most of us don't know how to do that. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. I've got a weird mouth because they stopped the video in mid-sentence or whatever, and I got through it. So don't be afraid of that. You too can be out there, be visible, and have a weird face and still look great.
And when your message is more important than your own ego, you're going to take those steps forward in order to put your message out there, because it's important for people to hear a message that really delivers to them and really makes a difference in their lives.
Well, content is king, but I got to tell you, with today's happenings, everybody's making weird faces. You know, they do the fish lips and they do their tongue thing where it looks like they're 12.
Yeah, I would think so.
I've definitely seen that. Who cares what you look like? Get yourself out there and be visible and just make sure your content is what you want it to be for people to know about you. So what else can you do to become visible, Thomas?
You know what? If you need some more ideas on how to do it, go to imaginemoresuccess.com. There's just tremendous amounts of information there about utilizing social media platforms, about creating websites, about finding your voice and amplifying your voice into your audience's ear and finding the people in the world that are your audience, are your tribe, and are your clients.
And one of the things I've heard my entire career is if you are going to be visible, you have to show up. And one of the things I told my best girlfriends when I was young, who always complained they never had a date, I'm like, they're not going to show up and just sit on your couch. You have got to get yourself out there. And that's the same thing in business.
Well, now with Tinder, they might just show up and you're not expecting them.
Exactly. Or leave the front door open these days, right? But you're not going to want to have those folks show up. But
we're going to need an entire series on dating if we're going to talk about this. It's going to be like 10 or 12 shows.
Well, I think it's going to be more than that with today's market. But I'll tell you what, that'd be kind of a scary show.
I would have to agree.
So but anyway, the whole idea is if you want to be visible, the same thing is true as when you were young and dating as when you're now and own your own business is you've got to get yourself out there.
That's a great point. A really, really great point. And again, today, Rebecca Hall Greider, the visibility expert. You can find her at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. And I'll tell you what, next week, we've got Holly Porter. She's the image designer. She's incredible.
Woohoo! Love Holly too.
Holly Porter at hollyporter.com. She's coming up next week. She's got an amazing book called Inbox, Outbox, No Box. Any idea what that means, Cindy? That sounds really
awesome. Well, you're going to have to listen in like everybody else, Thomas, to find out.
We're going to have plenty of content from her next week. She's also is a powerful speaker. She's actually a podcaster herself. She's got incredible content. And she's, again, a person whose heart is in the right place. Very, very giving, very joyous.
Our kind of people.
Yes, absolutely. Just the kind of people you want to associate with and the kind of people you want to have involved in your business. Holly Porter at hollyporter.com. If you want to find out more information about your business for the tips, tools, and tactics to take it to the next level, go to imaginemoresuccess.com. There's plenty of content there, just the things that you need in order to move forward. And Cindy, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to next week with Holly Porter. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Imagine More Success podcast next week.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com and get your business where you want it to be.